Blog Talk Radio.
What of the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget that I want some.
Mickey Thompson from Bowman's Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson performance tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Grudge Talk Show. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our hosts for tonight are going to be Mississippi Joe and Brandon. How are you guys?
Hello, Lady A.
Hi, how are
good
you?
Good evening, Lady A. MJ, good evening.
What about it, Brad? What about it? What about it? Well, I'm glad
man.
To be here.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You glad to be here? I'm just glad to be here myself. Just glad to be here. Glad to be amongst the people that we amongst. Yes, sir.
Well, Brent, how the weather over there where you at? I'm in your part right now. I'm coming through the ATL, so it's a little wet. Well, I'm at it. Looks like it's clearing up, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You would have told me I would have had you one of them old good old ribs out there. What the hell?
You know, I told y'all going to that world. You know, I told y'all going to World Grudge Nest. I told you that last week I was going.
But Joe, normally you don't start a week early to do it, though. Good God Almighty. From here, you ain't got long from here, Joe. You ain't got but five more in front of you. All you have is five more in front of you.
That's all we got. That's all we got. We wanted to get there tonight so we can, you know, get a fresh start in the morning when all the real action going down. They're going to have some today, but the real action going down tomorrow.
Right, right. I think this thing going to do pretty good there, Bo.
Oh, Bo, I believe it is. Everybody was up there. Big Clark told me that, man, trailers and was wall to wall, man, cars, a lot of people up there already at 12 o'clock today.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, the morning show was ringing off the hook. And because, you know, people found out that I was going to be changing tires, you know what I mean, for those of that came through Atlanta needed a little help out there. That's what we did last night.
But, what did y'all do, Brent?
I said we burned a little oil, and for those of the people that came through Atlanta that had issues, we went and accommodated them. So we enjoyed ourselves looking at the racers that came from the end by way of Texas, came through I-20, and, you know, all of the racers that's headed that way, you know, we just was there for them all night, you know. So with that being said, yeah, just like you know where you at. You know you ain't alone. As long as you in the ATL, there's always somebody around that can get access to you, you know. And as you get closer and closer to that NC line, which is the South Kakalaki, as they say, truck driver talk, South Kakalaki.
Uh-huh.
You know that you still be in good hands over on that side as well. So
ain't no doubt, Brad. At this time, Brad, we gonna just do like we always do. We gonna give thanks to the man who sits high and looks low and sees and cares and loves all of us. So I tell you what we're gonna do at this time. I'd like everyone to join me in a moment of silence. In a moment of silence, right now as we speak, thank you. All right, thank you, Lord. Okay, Brad, we back, baby. Rolling.
That sounds good. I want to throw out there what I'm going through at this moment. I'm in mourning a bit. I have a very close friend of mine. Willie Gray passed away night before last, and I want to, you know, for everyone who knew Willie Gray, he was known as Willie Jr. Gray. He was a very good dude. I got to say his name. He's from the ATL. He was, you know, dad to a lot of us out here in this area. So if y'all would, you know, keep us, you know, in mind as far as the mourning that we have, and continue to allow the family to bereave the correct way for him. And with that being said, Joe, we're going to move right along. Thank y'all. Other than that, Lady A, how's the little one doing?
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking.
I've been meaning to, you know, get that right, but you know, hopefully everything went well for your holiday. And Mississippi Joe, I know you had a good holiday, man. All that water over there. Well, you know, y'all got the fireworks over there. Where y'all at? I know y'all set some fireworks off over there. Good God Almighty.
You got that right, Brent.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Okay, Bo, what we look like, Bo? What we look like out here?
Well, Brad, normally, you know, I've got a real short show for them today. We just going to try to give them an update with the World Grudge Nationals and what's going on and who's made it and who's there. You know, just give them a little update and a little shout-out. So, you know, for the people that are planning on coming tomorrow or the ones that may be on their journey right now, We want to give them an update on what's going on. How that sound to you, Brett?
Sound like a winner to me. And, you know, towards the end of the show, I would like about 5 minutes for we'll start having a safety talk. I'm going to call that segment safety talk. Well, I would like to throw out there something every week that could add to our program for the guys that are racing, you know, or the people that are just trying to get in racing, something that can help you get your organization together, something else we can look at as far as safety inspections is concerned. I'd like to start doing that, to throw that out there. This week, the safety is basically going to be on driving shoes, and we'll get to that when MJ says time to get to that. So don't forget about that, MJ. I'd like to discuss driving shoes this weekend.
Well, you can go ahead and do that right now, Brad. You can get that out the way if you don't have nothing else to do.
Well, you know what? Well, thank you, MJ. We can go ahead and get to it. We'd like for the callers, driving shoes. Why is it that I see people driving race cars with Air Jordans on? What are Air Jordans for? Are they for driving or are they for dunking the basketball? You know, I've seen a lot of people with these shoes on, and let me tell you what normally happens when we have the wrong shoe on while we are racing a car. For those of you that may not know, racing cars, when you're driving a real race car, not a stock suspension, but a real race car, the pedals are very close. And when you have a very wide shoe, you look at a racing shoe and you look at a basketball shoe, a Nike Air, Air Looms, you know, something that, quote unquote, feels good on your feet other than a racing shoe, they're very wide at the bottom. Now, you may say it feels great for the fuel pedal. Is yes, it's wide. But I would like y'all to just check your stuff. Put those shoes on. Buy a nice pair of racing shoes. Put them on and learn why they make racing shoes for the racer. I'm going to go ahead and give you the reason to make this short, ladies and gentlemen. The reason that we put on driving shoes is because while you're stumping the gas pedal, your foot can get caught between the gas pedal and the brake. That narrow front piece of your shoe, you can easily slide it back through if it should go through to the floorboard. That happens a lot in wrecks out here on the road, and people try to, you know, pull their foot up and don't realize it, and it creates a panic and cause someone to have an accident. It's the same way when you see, maybe I would say 7 out of 10 times when someone throttles getting stuck, their foot normally is in between the gas pedal and the brake. Yes. So with that being said, for those drivers that are out there, let's start wearing driving shoes instead and leave those heirlooms on the shelf where they need to be. If we're not going to be walking around the track and changing our shoes at the same time, because those driving shoes aren't comfortable to be walking around with unless you're walking from the staging lane to the track surface yourself to check on it and back to your car. That's all I want to walk in mind. Otherwise, I will have the Nike or Reebok or whatever choice that you like to do put on for walking only and change shoes right before I race. That's what I do. That's all I have. Thanks for listening. This is the Fred Man Safety Talk. I hope you guys use that safety tip. Thank you, MJ.
Fred, man, that was well done, man. I must admit, I myself didn't even know exactly what the racing shoes were for, but I had an idea they were for some type of safety measurements, but I didn't know what exactly and the meaning of it. But now I know. So what you have said and what you have introduced to the Grudge world and the listening audience tonight was very informative. Job well done, Brent. But thank you.
Thank you, MJ. Thank you. It took me years and years to come up with the proper knowledge, the know-how. So I did years of study just to give that information away to make someone else safe. So if y'all see me driving without some racing shoes, y'all come right up and hold your hand out and say, "Bread, give me all your money in your pocket," because they don't just call me the bread man for nothing. I really do keep bread in my pocket at all times. Thank you guys for listening.
Bread man, you know what, man? What you have just done, what you have just said, reminds me of an older fella when I was a young adult, about 24, 25 years old. And he was always doing things. He was just always into things. He was taking his family there. He was trying to be the best he could be in racing. He was trying to be a good husband. He was trying to be good and just trying to be competitive and good at everything that he done. And I told him one time, me and him was talking, and he was schooling me and talking to me because I was a young adult, and he didn't want me to make the same mistakes he had made. And make a short story, a long story short, he had took a liking to me, and I took a liking to him, and we began to fellowship with one another quite often. And I said, "Man, why do you do all the things you do? Why do you do it?" And Brady looked at me, and he simply told me to come here so I could really hear him and be focused on what he was saying. And I never forget what he told me. He told me this. He said, "Son, as you live this good old life that we're living right now, you remember this." He told me this, Brad. He said, "A good man's job is never done." And I thought about it all night, Brad. It really puzzled me. I said, "I wonder what he really means by a good man's job is never done." And I got to look at the daily activities of life as we go on throughout our daily activities, whether it's being a husband or working on the job or just doing a good deed. And I saw what he was talking about, Brad. And it made all the sense in the world to me. If you're going to be a good husband, that means it's going to have to be a continuing thing. You just can't do good and just stop. Would you agree, Brad?
I would agree.
And so I looked at it like that, and that's what he meant. If you're going to do a good deed, you can't just stop and don't do no more. So what he was telling me, Brad, a good man's job is never done. That means it's a continuing ongoing thing in life, period. Would you agree, Brad?
I agree wholeheartedly. I'm following you. I'm waiting. Come on with it, Joe. You got me hungry now.
And that's what I just saw, Brad. So I learned, and I come to find that if you just a righteous man, you're a good man, and your job will never be done because it's an ongoing thing. Loving one another. Loving thy neighbor, treating your brother like your brother. It is an ongoing, continuing thing, and that is true. A good man's job is never done. And I just wanted to share that with you, Brad. I hope I made some sense to the nonsense, and I hope everybody who's listening understood me. Come on in, Brad, elaborate on that a little bit for me.
Well, Joe, it's really self-explanatory, Joe, to me. I mean, when we sit back and look at, you know, how we perceive what you're saying is really hard not to, you know, really not hard to understand what you're saying because it's so plainly put. You know, and the way I receive it, Joe, you know, in order to be good, in order to be good in this life, you got to have God in your life.
Come on, Brad. Come on with it, boy.
In order to be good in this life, you got to have God in your life. Is that not what you're saying to me? But would you agree that I'm telling you what I'm telling you, but would you agree to that?
Hey, boy, you just telling it like the old folks say. You just telling it like T-I-E-S.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, you hit me.
I ain't lying, Brad. You got me a little excited. And, man, you know, as I travel up and down the highways and byways today, me and my kids and my brother, we got a lot to be thankful for because he watches over us, Brad, and he this and he that, and he's everything, man. I'm just so thankful.
That's what it's about. That's where it starts at. All that you said, Joe, it sounds to me like it starts with the individual that wants to be good. If we look inside ourselves and say, how good can I be for someone else? Because that's where it starts with you. Then how can anybody else take you the wrong way if you being good and as good as you can be? That's it, Joe. That's just how I feel about it. That's just how I feel. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that y'all are out there headed to Rockingham. It sounds like it's going to be a great show over there. Where's Pro Stock, Joe? We need to get him in here, Joe. We need to get
I've
Pro
been
Stock
trying to get him, Brad. You late. I've been trying to get him. We can't get him, Brad. Well, I'm trying to get, I'm waiting on Jay or either Big Clark or somebody to come on and give us a little feedback with what's going on up there.
Lady A, can you...
I just called Jay, and he has way too much background noise, so I'm trying for Big Clark. Give me a moment, okay?
Okay, man, you doing your thing. I was just letting Brad Man know that I was on the job.
What about Atomic Dog? Atomic Dog, if you're out there, hit the one button. Atomic Dog. Woo, woo. Maybe we can get Atomic Dog.
Brad, I'm like you. I definitely want to get somebody on here who know what's going on in Rockingham so we can let the few callers and listeners that we have and give them an update on what's going on.
Oh, yes. I'm trying to think of who else I can call that's over there already. Go ahead, Bo. I'm going to go in the private room, and I might have a couple people that's over there. We can get us some live entertainment over in that area for the listeners, find out what's going on.
Roger that, Brad.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bread Man will be in the private room for about 5 minutes. I'll be right with you momentarily.
Roger that, Bread, roger that. And for everybody who's out there tonight, I'd like to say good evening. And once again, welcome to another episode of the MJ and Bread Man Show. Coming to you one more again. Listen, y'all, we're not going to have a long show tonight. We're going to be short and sweet. I'm traveling on this highway. It's a lot of bad weather and et cetera. But we want to give y'all a little live feedback of what's going on at the World Grudge Nationals and who's there and et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to try to be good reporters and give y'all a little report on what's going on. We're going to try to do like good radio hosts do. We're going to try to give y'all the good information and feedback about what's going on in the racing world. So, hey, y'all just hold on till you see, and we're going to get this thing started in a minute. Lady, if you out there, holler at me. Let me know what's going on.
Big Clark, me. Clark went to voicemail. I'm trying to get a Tommy dog on. Bear with me, okay?
Okay, well, hit some of them callers. Just give me, open a couple of blinds and see what they got to say till you get somebody.
Okay. Kid, your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. And the little one, how's he doing?
He's wonderful. Thanks for asking.
That's good. Mississippi Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, boy? Hey, I can't do the nugget, but they still love me.
I heard that. Yeah, man, you're on your way over there to Rockingham, huh?
Yes, sir. We coming through the ATL as we speak, Bo.
Oh, okay. You got run into a little bad weather?
Yeah, and all the way through Alabama, it's raining.
Oh, yeah?
All the way through the parts of Alabama. I already got into Atlanta, and it's just, it's kind of like, what, dim skies?
Yeah.
Dim skies in Atlanta. It was raining a little bit, but it's done stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But we get all the way through Alabama, bad weather.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, man, I would have loved to make that trip down that way, but fortunately, I'm going to have to run over here to Norwalk, you know.
Well, you know, man, maybe you'll make the next one, man. So, you know, it'll be all right. We're going to try to give you the information, and I'll make sure that I get a race report, the little bit I can do on Mississippi Joe's show.
I can't do it
like dog, but I can tell y'all what happened. And
I heard
Joe, you know what I mean?
I heard that, Joe. You know what, though? I know Donnie is supposed to be over there because, you know, he got quite a few races locked in.
I talked with him, kid. He's there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Roy Danes, Emma Hall.
Oh, Emma in there, too? Okay.
Yeah, all of Texas, the whole rules in Texas is already there.
I heard that. Yep,
I might try to link this thing up where I can give a live report tomorrow.
Uh-huh, yep.
You know?
Yeah, they should have a hell of a show over there.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm so glad and thankful that this little country boy is able to make this journey and get up there and see it. I hadn't really seen no good racing in a long time, and this was a good event to go to. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. You're absolutely right. Yep. So after
so
I come back from...
What's been on your mind, man? What's been on your mind?
Oh, nothing much, Joe. Just chilling, man. You know, and trying to work. Trying to keep need more at bay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, because need more is rough, man.
Need more summer gun, boy, as them little young boys say. Summer my gun, boy.
I'm telling you. Yeah, but besides that, everything good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Well, I guess we'll know Monday who got their butthole blown out and who's going to be laughing and who's going to be crying, huh, kid?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So they said, Donnie said he's going down and he ain't taking no prisoners.
Oh, man, I heard Donnie looking good, boy. I heard that video that was on Grudge Race really don't show Donnie no justice. It makes him look like he ain't doing what he's doing.
Right.
That's what I heard, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Yep. Breadman, how you doing tonight there, Breadman?
Oh, ground and pound. Y'all up in here. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm hanging in there. Thank you for asking about me. I was sitting back listening, and you know, I wanted to ask you while I had you on the show. I didn't get to talk to you Monday because you let Mustang Walker just come in here, man. Mustang Walker must be really did a number on that crew over there. Come on.
I don't know, Brad. Man, this kid out of Chicago. It's not ground and pound.
Oh, my bad.
Ain't no wrong with that.
I heard your voice messing with Mustang Walker because he was saying, look at this. I pounded y'all. I pounded the beef out of y'all. I say, what kid doing down there?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So how's everything going, Breadman?
Man, I can't complain, kid. No. I can't complain.
I heard that.
You say you're going to Norwalk. What, they have the NHRA up there?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's my thing, man. You know. Yep, that's my thing.
They just had y'all big race right there in Chicago, kid.
I was sitting right there. I went over to Joliet Friday night. Then I went up to Martin Saturday, and then back to Joliet Sunday. And then I'm getting ready to head to Norwalk.
Man, that's all right, yeah. It's some pretty good weather in Norwalk right now, too. It's cool up there.
Oh, yeah. They should run pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we probably going to see you, Mississippi Joe. Decatur, Illinois race on the 20th. What's that? What's the date on that?
That's the end of the month. 27th and the 28th at North versus South in Indiana.
Oh.
That's business race.
Yeah,
that's right in my back door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a real nice one.
Oh, yeah.
Real nice.
Yeah, it was nice last year. I think it's going to be a lot bigger this year.
Hey, y'all, excuse me for one moment. Brad, man, I have been informed for you to get smoke on the line.
That's what got me. Later, hey, that's what I'm going to try. I'm going to try to get them on here.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Mississippi Joe.
Y'all just hold on one moment, all right?
All right, Joe.
Hey, lady, pull me in the private room. Please.
Hey, kid, what you doing, baby?
Oh, just sitting back, chilling. Joe, I ain't been too long. Got out of work and came in and looking at a little baseball right about now. That's all. About how many miles is that for you traveling, Joe?
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
So you going to NHRA show tomorrow? Huh?
Yep. Norwalk, Ohio.
Okay. Kid, what you think about this World Grudge Nest? Give me a little bit of your thoughts on this show, kid.
The World Grudge National. I believe it's going to be one hell of an event. You know, you're going to have a lot of people coming from all over trying to see who's the baddest of the bad. And I like that in them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's nothing like having a large group of people, you know, trying to find out who's the baddest of the bad when they're coming from all over.
Sounds good. So basically what you're telling me, if you could have been there and made it, you would be there.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I'm going to be the first one to say if the show lived up to the hype. I'm going to let everybody know my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If it lived up to the hype. We're going to get somebody on that's at the World's Grudge Nationals. So y'all just hold on tight. We done called 6 or 7 people. We still busy working and trying to get somebody on who's there, kid. So y'all hold on. And, kid, I would like for you to just say what's on your mind for the next 5 minutes.
Well, I want to know, what about my man, Butt Naked? Is he going to make that trip?
He's there. He's already there.
Oh, okay. So he didn't run into no deer problem. I'm glad of that.
No, he's there. He's already up there.
Oh,
now,
okay.
What else on your mind, kid? You a faithful and loyal listener. And so I would like to give you the opportunity now to just discuss whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to make sure that wish everybody good luck and hope they had a safe trip, and everything, and see some hell of a good.
Kid. I remember last time you told me to tell my brother TL something. I don't remember quite exactly what it was, but I want to try to remember since I got you on the line. You told
me you
seen him up at Holly Springs. Am I right?
Yeah. Yep. I forgot what the hell it was now, Joe.
Okay, but I remember that now. I forget now.
Yep.
Well, he want to give you a shout-out and just tell you hello.
Oh, okay. Tell TL I said hello.
Hello. You heard it? Say hello?
Oh, yeah. What's going on, TL? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. Y'all getting close with the with your machine now, or what?
Yeah, we working on it.
Oh, good.
MJ, you got people.
All right, get them on, Red, man.
Hey, whoever that is, better calm that noise down,
MJ,
give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute to get this thing out of the way. We got, Donye just, I got to holler.
Come on, Jay. I'm sorry, Jay.
Let's see Moby Dick back in the lake. Sunday treated Moby Dick, guy got to something serious, put about four on him, he's coming back in a minute. Hold on, let me see, can I get him to say something, Sunday, hold on, Joe, Mr. Joe, you want to know why did you treat the man so bad?
Joe,
what's going on, man?
What's going on? Give me the
scoop. Hang on. Hey, we're going to go mute for the car go by.
Hey, y'all, bear with us. We done ran some real bad weather on the outskirts of Atlanta heading towards Augusta. I mean, it is flooding. I'm talking about flooding. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, we done ran some real bad weather going on outskirts of Atlanta.
Just be careful, little Joe. Be careful.
We gonna be careful. We taking our time. I'm telling my man, we barely can see. It's raining that hard.
I ran into them problems before down there around in Atlanta.
Running all up into
Gigantor, Big Dick. Yeah, Danielle did something serious to him, Joe. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but we got T5. They're finna go up against T5 finna go up against Danielle and Big Loaf.
Uh-oh.
And so
Let me go on mute for a minute.
All right, Jay.
Goddamn, kid, I
told
you they going at it up there, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be some hell of a good race.
I wish I'd give y'all a better report. Kid, they got me fired up and hyped up now. The weather done slacked up just a little bit. Oh, she'll be coming back down harder now. But as y'all heard, Don Gay done went and ran up in Dick Dick, Gargantor, done put about 5 colonies or 4 on him. And now Don Gay and Big Low and T5 getting ready to run. So Don Gay is on a tear, spree. It's damn sure ain't no shopping spree, so hey, I'm going to give y'all a report tomorrow. What you got to say about that, kid?
Hey, Joe, by the time Danielle get back here to Chicago, he might can run for mayor.
You're right. Wait a minute, where you at, boy? Where you at? Go ahead.
I'm right here. I'm waiting on Jay to step up. Come on, Jay, help us out over here. Live report, Grudge Inc. Show. Grudge Inc. is on the line.
You ain't lying. We trying to get a lot of boys done. You done messed up Gargantor, finna run T5, and finna run
Big Low.
Did you get Smoke on the line, Freddie Mac?
I heard that Smoke is right behind them in line, so he's not finna do no talking.
Okay, I understand. Okay. It's all good. I understand. Is you hearing that it's pretty live up there like I've heard, Fred, or what?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Hey, Joe. Fred,
are you coming up in the morning, Fred?
We can hear you. Come on, Jay. Come on with it, Jay.
Listen, we got a little break in action here for a minute. Tony Bynes is driving a look like about a 495 vet. He's coming off the trailer against a 55 Chevy Red. Got two brothers racing in the back window. Tony Bynes car looked like it got a Georgia street legal tag on it. The 55 looked like a back half car with a set of nuts hanging off the back bumper.
Oh, man.
So, they coming off the trailer, so I don't know what made that race come about. But in the big time action, we got Jekyll and Hyde both here. Tony Williams here with a pretty Camaro. Got Miller Time Racing here. For y'all that hadn't seen a Tommy Dawg car, that's a beautiful looked like about a 80 model vet. We got a 2010 yellow and black four-mark Camaro. The big tire cars are here, at least 12 from different parts of the country. And at this point, everybody been kind of making shakedown to get used to the track. They've been dragging and squaring the track most of the day trying to get everything right. Like you said, it's a who's list. You name them, they're here. Trevor Rain sitting on the side waiting on making shakedown. And so far, the only races I know of, if Donye went to
Gargantor,
yeah. It wasn't pretty. Don got to say he'll be back, that he gonna try it again one more time tonight. And Big Lola is here sitting on waiting on Donye. Donye got 4 races today and 4 races tomorrow, for y'all that don't know. Shot Time Most Wanted is here standing up. He done pulled a Uzi on everybody, and everybody scared to look up. Everybody laying down on the belly, and every now and then, one man will show up, and he's knocking them off one by one. That's what my prediction is.
Talk to us, Jay. You're doing a good job with the report, Jay. You're going to be the next pro stop show, Jay. Get it to us, man.
By damn, I'll be fucked up. I hope I'll be better than that, but that's cool. But let me tell you, that it was a lot of action, man. I can tell you all the guys are here, so I don't know where to start. Everybody waiting to make the shakedown. You know, the sun just going down, so everybody really trying to just get to the track. They trying to get on.
The fans want to know this. I called up there at 12 o'clock today, and Big Clark told me it was so many cars and trailers. And he was in
Oh.
At 12 o'clock. Please. Well, you let the listening audience know, is that true or not?
No, I can tell you. If you tell me, just to give you an example, if you know for a fact, you are, you know, if you got Birdman in the house out of Texas, you got Ty Jekyll, you got, I mean, they coming from Texas, out of Chicago, you got Ground and Pound, you got, hell, I can't even think of all of them you got here, you know, but I'm going to let you holler at Ground and Pound for a minute, Joe.
Yeah.
1 minute, Mississippi Joe, Round and Pound. What up, Mississippi Joe?
What's
going on?
What's going on? Give me a rundown, Round and Pound. What's going on up there at the World Grudge National?
Oh, man, it's a good thing going on, man. There's a lot of grudge racing. Ogunye put it on, Ogunye.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We got that money. We got that money. You know, we ain't going to make that trip for nothing.
Hey, how do you predict out of, well, who do you predict out of Tony Bynes and Gigantor and Big Low and Gigantor? I mean, Tony Bynes and Danye and Danye and Big Low, who do you predict to win it?
Well, I'm going to take Danye on both of them.
Is you saying that because you from Chicago, or you really believe Danye going to terrorize them and turn their heads off?
As a matter of fact, I was just looking for your brother because I know he going to bet with him.
I got him right here with me. He might tell you what side bet in with him. Do you want to ask him? Do you want to ask him Ground and Pound?
Yes, I do want to ask him. I never wrong with him.
He don't want to talk while he's dying, but since you such a VIP person, I got to put the phone up to his mouth.
All right.
He said, call back in 30 minutes. He'll be ready to talk. He said, it's raining so hard.
I can't hear you.
In 30 minutes, he said, he'll be ready to talk. It's raining so hard, Ground and Pound.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to get on my own phone in my truck and listen to the show. So whenever you get there, you say something, I'll pick up the phone.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. How the crowd looking up there so far, Ground and Pound?
Oh, man, it looked pretty good. We got spectators still coming in. We got a lot of cars here trying to get some of that grills money.
Well, just give us just a little what's going on, Ground and Pound. Give your own race before Ground and Pound.
I see Big Low on the staging lanes. I see Tony Bynes in the staging lanes. So they're going to make this shake down there. We're going to... And then down on their ass, we're going to go.
Uh-oh. Well, Bradman got something he want to ask you. That's one of your favorite fans, Bradman. Bradman, talk to him, Brad.
What's going on, Bradman?
Bradman must be done fell asleep on his Ground and Pound. Hello?
You got a bad reception. I'm here, Joe.
Can you hear me now? Ground and Pound. Ground and Pound.
Yes. All right, I hear you. I hear you, Brad, man.
Man, hey, I want to ask you, who's next on your list to get knocked out and stepped on? Come on.
Well, I tell you what, Trigger Man just draw on Lil Jenny with that Ground and Pound metal, but we want to see what we're going to do with them. You know, they kind of slick on the game. You know, they try to strip you to death. So I got to get out of here and go see what they trying to strip us on with the street cop vets, which ain't no street cop, because you know how they is. I know they think they slick.
That's rush racing. You know that's rush racing, so.
That's why I can't get them stay on this phone long, because I can't lose my money while I'm on the phone looking at them to make these strips. And they over there in the garage, they over there laying there.
Go handle your business then. Go handle your business. Thank you for your race report.
All right, okay now, Mr. Joe Bread, man. Y'all have a good show.
Yes, sir.
Okay then, buddy.
All right, listen. We got, I was just looking over. You got a sniper. Y'all know one shot, one kill. Sniper is in the house. I'm going to get him if Joe's show go long enough, she cannot get him on. But everybody's here, man. I mean, I can't even tell you, you know,
and everybody hadn't got in yet, you know. At this point, people still trying to, you know, a lot of guys for the holiday, they're still traveling. But pretty much, if somebody is here, you know, anybody that somebody is here, you know, I mean, that's the only way I can put it.
Hey, Jay.
That's
the only way I can, huh? Hey, fellow DC Sniper, Mr. Bang 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 is there too, at my home.
Oh, hey, listen. Everybody have already been walking around doing what they do, acting up, climbing up, and, you know, so that's already in the making. Believe
I heard that.
Yeah. But right now, like I said, they got, a little downtime in the action.
Mm-hmm.
They, I don't quite know what, they're working on the track. They're working on the track right now.
Okay, it's Baldy there. It's Baldy there from Florida with the news.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Baldy probably made the second best looking pass. You know, since this Baldy count straight and pretty. Flames out the side. So
man.
Okay, so,
weed burning.
Big Earl gonna go at it tonight. Him and Big Earl. They tell me Big Earl there too, that bad blue note.
I'm not You know, I'm not sure. I don't know what the hell made Tony grab that damn tiger by the tail.
In other words, you could drive a tractor and trailer through there.
Yes, sir. I don't know how much, but it didn't even look right.
It looked like a backfire versus a streetcar. Hold on a second. Get Campbell in here.
Well, y'all, we waiting for some more good, juicy reports. So just stay tuned. Y'all know we got Jay Barnes, the master of fuck-ups. Y'all know how he reports, so we just got to be patient.
Hey, Larry, you still on?
I don't know.
Top flank security.
No, don't sound like he's still on there.
I'm back, y'all. Sorry about that. I don't know what the hell Tony seen in that one. But boy, he grabbed the wrong car. He grabbed the wrong car now. I don't know. Maybe he was testing my for another car, but I can't tell you. But the distance was, it didn't even look like the same race.
But the cowboy didn't bet on no shit like that.
No, I don't know. Hold on. Hey, what's up?
Hello?
What's up? Man, we down here and them boys trying to fuck us up. Trying to buy us this car. This is fucking gigantic. I got fucked up man like a motherfucker. I'm ready to fuck somebody up. I got to get back. I got to kill a motherfucker right now.
Wait. This gigantic.
Yeah.
Keep your head up, man.
Huh?
Are you gonna run T5 or not? Are you getting ready to run T5?
We run T5 tomorrow. We run that damn Danielle. He got five. I tuned it down too low for his ass. Don't get ready to turn everything up this damn time. I'm fucking him up.
Oh, Danielle just put it on you.
Yeah, he got lucked up. He lucked up. I didn't make a pass. He's straight out of the trailer. He done made a pass. I ain't get a chance to my car. But that's not an excuse. I'm going to fuck that bitch up.
Hey, Gigantor, do yourself a favor. When everybody got their back turned, just sneak out the track.
Say what?
So do yourself a favor. When everybody got their back turned, just sneak out the track. A nightmare.
Man, I can't hear too much action going on. There's too much action going on here right now. I can't hear what you're talking about. But listen, for the nice old win, I'm going to be the head dog out of this motherfucker.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
You heard him from Gigantor himself, goddamn it. You heard him from Gigantor himself.
I hear you.
Gigantor, this bread, man, good luck to you, man. And try to save something. We ain't got enough preparation aid around.
Try to what, bread, man?
I say, this is Brian, man. Good luck to you. Y'all be safe, man. We enjoyed your commentation.
Yeah. We good luck on that. Hey, Gigantor say y'all know he the baddest. Shut your mouth around here. So,
Jay.
Hey, Jay. Yeah.
You tell Gigantor when. Wait and see. Make sure everybody got their back turned and try to sneak out the track. Or fucking with Don Jay could be a nightmare.
Hey, listen, I'm standing here beside Atomic Dog's car. I don't know if y'all seen this thing, man. This thing is beautiful, man.
I heard it's beautiful.
Yes, sir. And he's dressed, the car is a vet, jet black. I mean, Atomic Dog got his business suit on. And, this thing is right, man. I'm gonna let you know the man. The man comes dressed with business in the car. You can tell he comes to do business. That's how I can tell you.
Hey, Jay Barnes, I got to ask you, by you being such a straight-up dude, how do Donnie look? Do he really look like we heard he look, or he don't look all that impressive to you, Jay?
Get somebody to say, Joe, your phone is messing up. What did he say, Bear Man?
He said, dude,
Donye really looks like he can run with Gargantua, or did he get lucky? Did he really get lucky?
Gargantua had problems, but what made it look Gargantua had problems, and Donye was on a damn good pass, so it made it look,
right.
A turtle got on the track when Donye went by, and once the turtle got to the other side, Gargantua came through.
Hey,
so,
Jay. Jay, he had problems. Donye was in the other lane.
That was the main problem.
Well, Jay, who do you predict out of Big Low and Donye and Tony Fines and Donye? I want to know your predictions right now, live on Grudge and Talk.
That off. But, I mean, Donye look good. Now, I can't say, the other guy, a lot of guys ain't made no passes.
Okay.
It happened every time. But at this point, Donye look good. Donye look good. I mean,
okay.
Everybody else ain't really, and Donye had to do what he had to do. He made the trip. Now, this is the one thing I'm going to say. Most people probably... Because the sun was on the track earlier, Donye and them raced early. They were probably trying to see what the track a hole early. So that's probably what you've seen a lot of, early up in the day. But at this point though, it's just getting to the point where the track cooled off and guys are, really trying to go down through there.
Oh yeah.
I want to ask you.
Car that
just burned out sounds
similar to the way I burn out.
What kind of car that is?
I can't, I don't know if my phone was sweating and I can't hear it, but I couldn't hear nothing.
It sounds like somebody getting ready to make a pass. I was asking you, who is that making that pass?
Yeah, I can't.
Hey, everybody, we gonna get ready to close the show down. I'm going through all this bad weather. I'm gonna do final comments and we gonna shut it down.
T5.
Hello.
Yeah, Jay. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
Yeah.
How you doing, bro?
Hey,
man,
we
got
to have you. Mike. No. Go ahead.
Hey, Brett. Yes, sir.
Can I ask you one question?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you think that he had his car turned down or turned off?
I'm not going to make any assumption on what, because we weren't there. We only got surfers. We all of us in the same boat that are not there to see it for ourselves. I'm not going to take it the same way for Donye. He showed up and did what most grudge racers should do, and that's race.
That's
so
right.
Whether he was too slow or not fast enough, guess what? He got in the box and got it done. And I have to commemorate. I have to really honor that brother. And he's doing more than what I'm doing, so I'm not gonna knock him. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good to me. He just got in the wrong box. The box that we got for him is the one that you put flowers and stuff on. So you're gonna murder him, man.
Hey, Brad, man, he got to show up and show out now. You know that.
Oh yeah, hey, you got to do it, and I'm not gonna sit up here. And I can't take nothing away from both of those guys. They doing what Rudd Racing is called doing, and getting out there and making it happen. So, I'm for both of them for what they do. Somebody got to win, and somebody got to lose. They might not be just Gargantua day. The day is sound like a Donye day, but they said they gonna run. When you lock both races in, that's something serious right there.
Yeah, he's on a mission.
That's getting her done right there. Both races in one team. Wow. 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 But with that being said, MJ said he's going to go to final comments. MJ.
Go ahead,
Brad.
You just
stick it
on out, Brad. Go ahead.
Okie doke. I was going to get with Lady A. Do we have any hands up? Anybody that wanted to say anything? Top Flight and Kid is on the line.
Yeah, I want to say something, Brad.
Who is that? Who said they want to say something? Hold on a minute, Lady A. Who was that?
This should be Brad, man.
What's going on, Sleepy?
What's happening, Sleepy?
Ain't nothing going on, man. I'm just going to head that way as soon as I hit this clock, man. How's the weather looking that way? Because it's raining cats and dogs in Alabama.
Yeah, that's
what
they
said.
It's looking good.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. I'm not going to lie to you, Sleepy. You're going to have to travel the highways and byways up and down. Wet and dry, but don't let it fool you. Them boys is racing over there in Rockingham.
I appreciate the bread. I'm going to head that way, baby.
All right, then.
I'm just going to say hi to the champ and everybody on the line, man. God bless you all, man. And I'm gonna get off the line, man, so I can get ready to hit this highway.
All right, sleep, my man.
All right, champ. I hope I see you there, champ. If not, I'll definitely see you at the Bears race.
All right.
Well, I'm coming, champ, and I'll be looking for you.
All right, then, Sleep. Have a good one.
All right.
Got them both hands up. Bring them on in. We can make this right quick.
708-6369, your mic is open.
Moving right along.
That's it.
All righty. Hey, Top Flight, you got it first. Final comment. Top Flight.
Hey, Brad, man. Good test.